And we're crossing the Atlantic because the star witness in the trial of Donald Trump will be cross-examined later today by Mr. Trump's defense team, the former US president. He denies 34 counts of business fraud for allegedly reimbursing his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, for a payment allegedly made to former adult film actor Stormy Daniels during the previous presidential campaign to hush up a supposed affair between her and Mr. Trump. Mr. Cohen gave evidence to the trial on Monday, and our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan told us all about it.
Well, his testimony is crucial, Audrey, and as you said, he is not just a star witness, he is the star witness because he is the one that puts it all together. We've heard over the 15 previous days in this case from Stormy Daniels, the most famous name, I guess, attached to this case, although she didn't add too much to the actual criminal charges that were being brought in this case. But we've also heard from various accountants, accountancy clerks, lawyers. We've heard from Hope Hicks, Trump's PR lady, telephone experts, book publishers, David Pecker from the National Enquirer. But all of these testimonies have been tied together now by Michael Cohen, because he was the guy who could relate all of it and say, look, that was me and Donald Trump in the room. All this other stuff, yeah, that's corroborating evidence. But what it boils down to is what Donald Trump told me to do and what I relayed back to Donald Trump about Stormy Daniels, about Karen McDougal, about the deal with the lawyers, about the publishing or not publishing in the National Enquirer. So Michael Cohen's evidence is absolutely critical for the case that the prosecution are making. And that's what he was doing in his evidence on Monday, tying everything else together.
But the evidence that says Trump knew and approved how the payment was recorded in the books, does he have that?
That's going to be problematic for them to prove, because Trump didn't like to leave his fingerprints on anything. All the way through in his campaign against Donald Trump, which has been running now for 5 years since effectively they had a falling out and then Cohen was sent to prison for, in part, that payment that he made to Stormy Daniels on Trump's behalf, as he has consistently said. But all along, he has painted Trump in the manner of a mob boss, somebody who never says, go and rob this bank, go and shoot this person. They just say, it would be nice if we got some money from there. They don't leave fingerprints. Trump doesn't have an email trail, a telephone trail to connect him to anything. The only bit of tangible evidence that's been presented in this case has been a telephone recording of a conversation that Trump and Cohen had, where they were talking about paying money to David Pecker of the National Enquirer and how they would go about doing that. And Trump is heard to say on the tape, pay him cash. And Cohen saying, no, we have to pay him in a check because this has to make be look like a proper payment through the books of accounts in the Trump organization. So that very short piece of phone recording is one of the more critical pieces of evidence that's been presented here, because it is something that ties Donald Trump and Michael Cohen and this hush money scheme to the bigger issue of fraudulent or misrepresenting set of accounts for the Trump organization and the possibility that that breached campaign finance laws in the state of New York, because that is the thing that would elevate this from being just a misdemeanor of corporate accounting into a felony offense, a criminal offense under New York law, in which, in theory, somebody might go to jail for it. And in fact, Michael Cohen did go to jail for it.
Well, on that, Cohen is going to be cross-examined by the Trump's legal team today. Will they attack his credibility?
Absolutely, they will attack his credibility. That is the central plank of what they will attempt to do in the cross-examination. They have to go for it. And we've seen this already with a number of friends of the president, mostly senators who are pitching themselves as a potential vice presidential running mate for the autumn. They turned up in court yesterday, sat there for about the first hour, hour and a half of the testimony, and then came out and started appearing on various media outlets criticising Michael Cohen, doing the very things that Donald Trump himself is prevented from doing because of the gag order that was imposed by the judge in this case to stop him going after any witnesses or jury members. They're all going after Michael Cohen himself. Cohen's weak point is, of course, the fact that he is a convicted felon and a convicted perjurer. He lied in testimony to Congress. Now, Cohen has come clean about all of this over many years and has been recanting his role as a servant, a loyal servant and an attack dog for Donald Trump down the years. He runs a podcast called Mea Culpa, of all things. So he's been out there apologising, explaining himself, trying to rehabilitate himself in the public mind for several years. And that's his best line of defence on this, because he is vulnerable, because he did tell lies to Congress, but his lies to Congress were related to meetings that he had in related to the development, potential development of a Trump Tower in Moscow. He told Congress he'd had three meetings. In fact, there were 10, and he later admitted that to the Congress before he went into jail. So yes, he did lie to them. He did do the time for that, and he has come back and tried to rehabilitate himself as best he can. Prosecutors from other cases have gone out on the media here saying, look, of course we put dodgy people, liars, ex-gang members, ex-associates in the witness box to give testimony in cases. You have to do it, and it's going to be up to the jury how much or whether at all they believe Michael Cohen and the things he's saying and how credible they find him. But you can be absolutely certain that the Trump defense team are going to go after Michael Cohen and are going to put the boot into him. And in the case of Donald Trump himself, it's personal. It's very personal because these two guys were very close associates for a decade. And Michael Cohen was, as I say, the attack dog for Donald Trump. He was the one that Trump would snap his fingers if he read something he didn't like in a newspaper or a magazine. Cohen was the guy who picked up the phone to the reporter and chewed their head off. So they were very close, and now they've had a huge falling out. And it's very bitter and very personal between the two of them.
Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, more today, 7:20.